started by a group of public and private sector entrepreneurs from HHS, a company called Voxiva, National Healthy Mothers and Healthy Babies Coalition, and others, who came together to create a free mobile information service, text messaging service, where you can sign up as a mom for a program which sends you a set of text messages through the course of your pregnancy and the first year of your baby's life that help you make sure you've got the happiest and healthiest pregnancy and baby around. And it's just something that just was originated really rapidly and entrepreneurially, and it launched in February of this year, and has about how many folks are using it now?
As of October 5th, the number is at 85,000.
85,000 moms.
There you go.
Fantastic.
And correction, 86,000.
86,000
there you
moms.
Go. There you go.
Fantastic.
And talk a little bit, Yvonne, talk a little bit about, because we were talking before we started, this is a really incredible way to get accurate information out to folks, isn't it?
It is. It was very important for the department to provide evidence-based information. And as the messages were being developed by Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, and others, we had the opportunity to review them and tweak them to make sure that they were evidence-based and that they provided not only the information, but a place where the women could go afterwards to get additional information for many of the messages.
And this is, you're not going to get a text like every hour. This is three messages a week, I think you told me?
Three messages a week. And there are opportunities when something comes up that we feel that's vital for the women to know, or Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies feels is important for the mothers to know, there's an opportunity to text them right away. There have been a couple of times when things have happened, there have been recalls or something else going on where the message was able, we were able to get the message out relatively quickly to folks who had signed up for Text for Baby.
Todd, talk a little bit about, because this was done fairly quickly, I know, and it's why is this important to how government operates? Because I know this is one of the things that you're trying to be able to do, is get information out to people in where they get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just a fantastic example of how we want to roll at HHS in the 21st century, a public-private collaboration leverages the assets and knowledge and entrepreneurial energy of a bunch of different folks to put something together rapidly that can help folks, and that can enter a rapid iteration cycle where, based on what we're learning, it can keep growing and keep morphing into something ever better. You know, very much like a startup would. You know,
and so the government provides the data, and the companies, the private folks, do all the data. How does the public-private partnership work?
There are a variety of partnership levels, and some of the partners are able to help support Healthy Mothers, Healthy Baby in the every Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies in the everyday running of the project. Many of the partners are local communities, state health departments, advocacy organizations, community-based organizations that will work to get women enrolled and help them understand what Text for Baby is about and the benefit to them. And then there are government partners like CDC, NIH, all the other FDA, HRSA, that can provide something that they're already providing, such as either information, opportunity to obtain services, 1-800 numbers to call for additional information, et cetera. So each of the partners brings something to the table, and it's a wonderful collaborative in that sense, because it's not just about coming to the table and thinking about it and trying to develop something. It's coming to the table with something to offer that will help improve the health and safety of women and their babies.
Talk a little bit, because this is part of something that you're calling HHS Innovates. Tell us what HHS Innovates is and how this fits into that concept.
Yeah, so HHS Innovates is a innovation awards program that Secretary Sebelius just launched this year. And the way that it works is that it's an awards program that is meant to recognize and celebrate the most exciting, impactful innovations that have been executed at HHS, innovations that have great potential to scale and deliver even greater good. And we're defining innovation in this case as any change in how HHS does business, how HHS operates, operates that enables us to better deliver on our mission of improving health and well-being. So the way that it works is that any HHS employee can nominate an employee or a team at HHS that has executed a really wonderful innovation. Those are actually then gathered and filtered by our Innovation Council and posted online, where all HHS employees then vote for their favorite innovation. Which then actually produces a set of finalists. The secretary then picks the top three to celebrate in a big public webcast HHS ceremony, and we hand out cash awards and crystal trophies, and there's much celebrating. And so we just did our first round earlier this year. Over 100 ideas, innovations, teams were nominated by HHS employees, who then cast over 10,000 votes across the department, and Text for Baby was one of the winners.
Very nice.
And we just think, again, it's just a model example of how, you know, with you know, relatively limited resources, you can do amazing things if you invoke the spirit of Commonwealth and have people across the public and private sector work together to help moms and babies. And so we want to celebrate it. And actually, as a sequel, we're now looking at and saying, okay, well, how can we really turbocharge this thing, and how can we copy it in other public health domains to help folks? So it's just a fantastic example of innovation at HHS, and HHS Innovates is meant to celebrate Yvonne and her team and innovations like Text for Baby.
And I know sometimes people think innovation and they think, okay, well, I have to invent the internet or something like that. The thing that I really love about this is, it's relatively simple, but my goodness, this can really make a difference in people's lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. We actually just launched our second round of HHS Innovates, and they're starting to get nominations between now and November 30th. And we're just very excited to see additional Text for Babies surface.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, projects that, you know, again, aren't inventing the internet necessarily, but you know, in a focused way, can really help change people's lives.
Yvonne, talk a little bit about how this, I mean, how did the idea for this come about? Because you guys have a lot of, CDC has just incredible wealth of data, and this is a really cool way of getting that out in a very innovative way.
Voxiva came to CDC and wanted to know if CDC was interested in working with them to develop the messages for Text for Baby. And over a course of time, we knew that there were many others that could be involved and needed to be involved to make this a successful project. Everyone at HHS that heard about it wanted to be involved in it, Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, the CTIA Foundation, lots of partners, Johnson & Johnson, Blue Cross Blue Shield, lots of others, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. So there were so many who understood what this would mean and its application, and that I don't know of anyone saying no or anyone really wondering whether this would work or not. Now, of course, we're interested in seeing an evaluation and looking at it, and that's what we're planning on doing. We've just funded an evaluation, but it was something that just came together. It took us about a year to put everything together, get everyone involved, and then it was launched in February.
And they always say you have to measure these things. It seems, just by the counts, things are going very successfully. How do you measure whether it's working over time?
Well, there are a variety of evaluations that will look at different components, and what we want to know is specifically, did it make a difference? Besides number of people who are enrolling, did it make a difference in behavior? Did it make a difference in them getting new information that they didn't have before? And some of the anecdotal information and some of the information in a couple of the pilot evaluations that have been done are suggesting that people are learning information. Every week we get a readout of Text for Baby and who's enrolled in the Text for Baby and Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies always ask a certain group of people, as I understand it, and I don't really know if, how accurate I'm getting ready to say this, but
yeah.
They said that 95% of enrollees report that they would recommend the service to a friend.
Well, and it's great to get it's manageable chunks of information. Sometimes we're flooded with information, so it's nice to get it in those little bits, almost in a way that your brain can take it in and actually it allows you to make changes in your lives and think about things.
Yes, and there's also the opportunity to really make sure that your message is clear.
Yeah.
You have only a certain number of characters to get the message out, and that's something we spend a lot of time on and continue to look at how we can improve the messages.
Todd, I know one of the challenges, and we've talked about this a couple times off the air when we've been talking, but one of this is almost creating an umbrella to allow people in government to try things, and not everything has to work, almost to to experiment in a safe way, understanding the risks, but try, and you can get really great things out of it, can't you?
That's absolutely right. I mean, actually, one of the things I used to say in my prior life as an entrepreneur is I used to tell people that they're not failing fast enough.
Yeah.
Because actually, if you're not failing with part of what you're doing, then you're by definition, right, not on the cutting edge of trying as hard as you can to really innovate and push the envelope. And so, you know, I think an essential part of a culture of innovation is pushing the envelope, is trying things, is rapidly iterating, is making, you know, learnings from failure and iterating as a result. You know, but if you don't, you know, try, you know, to push the envelope, and if you don't fail, and then rapidly learn from those failures to actually then, you know, get to places you never would have gotten to if you didn't actually experience those failures, and you're not really producing maximum benefit for the American people. So that's all, you know, that whole cycle of, you know, experiment and be willing to take risks and learn and grow is an essential part of what we're trying to celebrate with HHS Innovates and with Texture Baby and other programs like it.
And we always say sometimes we learn the most from things that haven't worked out exactly the way we wanted.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a great story actually is, you know, 3M had this project
yeah.
you know, back in the day where they actually were trying to invent a new kind of adhesive, and it just didn't work. It just didn't stick. It was kind of this very weak adhesive, new glue. And he said, well, this is just terrible, right? This glue is not good. And then someone said, well, actually, a glue that doesn't really quite stick, but still kind of sticks, could be useful. And it turned into the Post-it,
yeah.
right? One of the most successful products of all time, you know? And so, actually, one of the interesting things we're doing with this next round of HHS Innovates is that we're actually trying to proactively search for what we call not just completed innovations, but what we call explorative innovations. So innovations that are like the sort of semi-adhesive glue.
Yeah.
That 3M came up with that didn't accomplish the original objective, but actually came across something, you know, in the failure to accomplish the original objective that engendered a really important lesson or a new product for HHS.
And Todd, I got to, because it often is very difficult as a manager, as a leader, you can give people some of that ability to try new things. How do you give them that freedom to say, okay, we need to consider risk, we need to think about this smartly, but let's push the boundaries. Let's try and stretch a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the
certainly programs like this help, right?
Yeah. So I think the way to do it is to, you know, have a clear vision of what you're trying to accomplish, right? You know, but then give your team a lot of flexibility about how to get there, right? And encourage them to actually engage in very rapid cycles of experimentation and the re-experimentation. So, you know, to walk away from, I'm going to sit in a conference room for, you know, 6 months and come up with a white paper and then, you know, go to stage two where I implement, you know, the step one, then step two, then step three of the white paper. Instead, say, look, you know, what's a hypothesis for what could really serve the customer well, right? And what's the smallest possible object I could build to test that hypothesis and put it out there and start engaging with the customer and really start learning from them. And frankly, probably at that point, change course radically now that I'm really engaging with the customer to then build the product they really want, right? This is how entrepreneurship works in Silicon Valley. It's how entrepreneurship works sort of, you know, in the private sector. You know, it's engendered incredible results for America. And I think that same approach being applied in the public sector where, frankly, people are already doing it, like Yvonne Texter Baby, right?
Yeah.
Texter Baby didn't start with HHS Innovate. It started, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, right.
But it just exemplifies a kind of rapid cycle, collaborative, experimental, engage with the customer approach that we want to clone. And we hope that HHS Innovates and other programs like it across federal government help to encourage that kind of approach and celebrate it and get more people to do it.
Yvonne, it has to be not only that this many people are getting your information in this different way, all of a sudden you're reaching out to people who you may never have touched before, but getting this recognition from your own organization, that has to feel awfully good, doesn't it?
Definitely, and it feels good in a variety of ways. One, of course, that we are reaching women, that we're getting information, we're getting messages, and we hope that they are able to use the information. But two, because it is a partnership, not only just government, but public-private partnership, that even is worth celebrating in and of itself, because this is something that hasn't been done a lot on this level. And so we're very happy that it continues and that hopefully it can serve as a model. And then on top of that, to be named as one of the secretary's picks is very exciting.
That is
a rock star. Yes. That is a rock star.
Absolutely. Yvonne, Todd, anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
I would just like to say that Text for Baby is still signing people up as partners, so anyone who's interested in being a partner or learning more about Text for Baby, please go to their website at textforbaby.org.